Title: Texas Sues Johnson & Johnson and Kenvue Over Tylenol, Scientific Evidence, Regulatory Shifts, and the Future of OTC Drug Labeling. Content: On October 28, 2025, the state of Texas filed a complaint against Johnson & Johnson and Kenvue Incorporated, Kenvue, formerly the Consumer Health Division of Johnson & Johnson, and now in the process of being acquired by Kimberly-Clark, alleging deceptive marketing and fraudulent financial moves related to Tylenol, acetaminophen, the lawsuit. 1. Texas claims these companies hid the drug's risks to unborn and young children, especially links to autism and attention deficit/hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, while promoting Tylenol as safe. The lawsuit emerges during a surge of heightened scrutiny surrounding acetaminophen, following national attention earlier this year. In September 2025, President Trump and the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., publicly raised concerns about possible associations between acetaminophen use during pregnancy and neurological disorders in children, particularly autism and ADHD. While the lawsuit is still in its early stages, its implications for both the prescription and non-prescription pharmaceutical industry could be profound. Not only does it challenge the marketing practices around acetaminophen, but it also intersects with key Federal Food and Drug Administration, FDA, priorities. In recent months, the FDA has sharpened its focus on drug promotion efforts and introduced new rules affecting over-the-counter, OTC, medications. This intersection of regulatory action and legal scrutiny signals an important moment for how non-prescription drugs are marketed, labeled, and accessed by consumers. Background: at the heart of this case is the allegation that Johnson & Johnson and its consumer health subsidiaries systematically marketed Tylenol as a safe option for pregnant women and children, allegedly ignoring and suppressing contrary evidence over recent years. The state's complaint is rooted in two main claims: deceptive trade practices, under the Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Consumer Protection Act, DTPA, defendants allegedly failed to warn about known or emerging risks related to Tylenol use during pregnancy and early childhood, including possible links to autism and ADHD. The lawsuit alleges misrepresentation of safety information and points to internal company actions to undermine unfavorable scientific studies and regulatory warnings. Fraudulent transfers: invoking the Texas Uniform Fraudulent Transfer Act, UFTA, the suit claims Johnson & Johnson transferred Tylenol-related liabilities to its spin-off, Kenvue, without accompanying asset transfers, intending to insulate itself from future damages claims that may amount to tens of billions of dollars. Texas petition cites scientific research, referencing studies that demonstrate associations between prenatal acetaminophen exposure and increased risk of neurodevelopmental disorders. Despite this, Tylenol labeling has allegedly not been updated to reflect these risks, even as the FDA and Department of Health and Human Services have recently taken steps to initiate safety label changes and alert physicians nationwide. Further allegations include misstatements of Tylenol's pregnancy risk category, the selective funding of research aimed at defending existing labeling, and a history of corporate maneuvers to limit exposure to product liability, such as the transfer of consumer health operations to Kenvue. The state seeks sweeping remedies, including injunctive relief, civil penalties, asset disgorgement, and a jury trial. Takeaways: use of scientific evidence. A major issue expected to be debated in this lawsuit is whether the evidence associating Tylenol with neurological deficits warrants changes to the labeling and promotion of one of the world's most widely consumed OTC drugs. Following a citizen petition seeking new pregnancy warnings for acetaminophen, which built on remarks made by President Trump and RFK Jr., Kenvue responded unequivocally on October 17, 2025, stating the request was unsupported by scientific evidence. Kenvue pointed out that the FDA has fully evaluated the research, repeatedly concluding that the data does not support a causal connection between acetaminophen use during pregnancy and neurodevelopmental disorders such as autism. Furthermore, FDA Commissioner McCarry, in a letter to doctors, emphasized that a causal relationship has not been